Nike Corporation unveiled its latest shoe yesterday. Now, you might be saying Nike does it all the time. What's new? But this shoe is a little different. Instead of targeting the masses, this new shoe, the Air Native N7, is designed specifically for Native Americans. Here to tell us more about it is Sam McCracken, the manager of Nike's Native American Business Program. Mr. McCracken, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, who came up with this idea? Why focus on Native Americans?
In 2000, I had an opportunity to write a business plan and really give the communities across the U.S., Native communities, access to the Nike brand as a point of inspiration to promote physical activity.
Are you Native American?
I am. I'm an enrolled member of the Fort Peck tribes in northeastern Montana. And if you'd like, I'll introduce myself in my native language.
I would love it.
Yaya Yabido, Hodeshana, Pagunta. What I basically did, loosely translated, is I did my welcome and I talked about my clan. I'm part of the Red Bottom clan on my mother's side. And I'm named after my great-grandfather, Thomas Duck, who was a provider for the Assiniboine people.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Yeah. So the question, I'm sure you know that I've been reading the news stories that have already been written about the shoe, and mm-hmm. the response from the tribal members who have been quoted seems to be uniformly positive. But I'm sure you can understand why this is kind of an eyebrow raiser. Marketing a shoe to a specific ethnicity, what is it about Native American people's feet that would suggest that they need a specifically designed shoe? Or is there something about the ergonomics of the shoe, or is it simply the design that's heritage-oriented?
Well, I think we have both involved. In 2003, to get a little bit of background, we actually signed a very historic document. It's called the Memorandum of Understanding. We signed that with the Indian Health Services because we were doing outreach on Native lands through the business programs. You know, we saw a need for a specific product for this community. And we really went out to communities across the country and we scanned the feet. And the data spoke for itself.
And the data says what?
I'll just use the women's last for an example. But if you were to buy a Pegasus, an Air Pegasus Nike shoe, it's a B-width for a woman. And 92% of the feet we scanned on Native women across the U.S. were a D-width or wider.
Really?
Yes.
What about the men?
And the men was very similar, and we went into D, triple E, and quadruple E in the data that we received.
Wow. And I understand there's also some specific design, like a heritage, something yes, to speak so, specifically you know, to
there's
heritage?
A couple different colors. So the N7 on the end really comes from the philosophy of the seventh generation. And I can explain to you how it was explained to me by my grandfather is that I am the middle generation of the seventh generation philosophy, and I look back three generations for guidance and three generations forward for hoping to make a difference or a change. So that's where the N7 logo, it's the philosophy reads, in every deliberation, you must consider the impact of your decisions on the next seven generations.
Mm. Now, Nike shoes aren't always so cheap. How will mm-hmm. this shoe be priced?
The product will be available for tribal programs across the U.S., wellness programs, health-related programs, at wholesale price, which is $42.80.
Can other people buy it at retail?
No, it will not be available at retail. The reason we positioned that way is as we build our programs that really reach out to Native communities, we look at this as another tool and another weapon, for lack of a better word, to get folks into those clinics and get them motivated and get them active, because the commitment around this is for the Native community is really to promote a physically active lifestyle.
Yeah, but there are other groups that are struggling with obesity. There are other groups that are struggling with overall wellness. And there are other groups that might appreciate a hot shoe.
Yes, and I'm not the person to discuss that, but I'm
You realize really what you're doing here. You're making like it's a collector's thing now. It's going to just be crazy on eBay. Are you wearing some shoes right now?
I am wearing some shoes right now.
No, you're wearing your shoes right now? Are you
wearing
the new ones?
I'm wearing my shoes right now.
The N7s?
The new ones.
You're wearing the
N7s.
See, why do you want to hurt a sister like that? Why do you want to hurt a sister like that? Size 8, man. Come on,
size 8?
Man. I'm kidding. Thank you so much. Sam McCracken is the manager of Nike's Native American Business Program. He's a member of what tribe, sir?
I'm a member of the Fort Peck tribes in northeastern Montana.
And he joined us from Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland, Oregon. Mr. McCracken, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.